Thank you for tuning in to our North Point Community Church podcast. Wherever you are in your faith journey, we pray that as you listen to this message, you will be encouraged and empowered. If you would like more information about our community, visit our website at ncc.team.
Man, today is such a special day where all over the world, the believers in Jesus come together to celebrate the resurrection of our Savior and of our Lord. And you know, regardless of where you are on your faith journey, chances are that you have at least heard the story. You have heard the story of how Jesus came to earth. You've heard the story about how he died on that cross, and you've heard the story of how he was raised to life again. And on this Easter holiday, or on this Easter Holy Day, it's the day that we choose to remember, the day that we choose to celebrate our risen Savior and our conquering King. And you know, many times on Easter, the Easter message, it revolves around what Jesus did for us through the perspective of eternity. It revolves around the thought that on the cross was the great exchange, that it was there on the cross that Jesus took our sin and our punishment, and it was nailed to the cross, and the great exchange happens there because he takes our sin, but he gives us his righteousness so that today we can stand before God clean and purified by the blood of the perfect sacrifice. And by putting our faith in Jesus, that we get to spend eternity with the Father in heaven. But I have another question for you this morning. The question is this, but what does Easter mean for you today? What does Easter mean for you personally right now in the season that you are in? What does Easter mean right now for the man that walked in this room today and he just lost his job last month? What does Easter mean for the woman who walked in today and she lost her marriage last year? What does Easter mean today for the family that came in that is facing some serious challenges? And what does Easter mean today for the person that's sitting in here that has just put average on cruise control in their life? What does Easter mean today for the man who is living a secret life, or the woman who is just fed up with life? What does Easter mean today? You see, Easter is not just about eternity. Easter is about your everyday. I say this all the time here, but that Jesus did not get up out of the grave just so one day you could get into heaven, but Jesus got up out of the grave so that every day heaven could get into you. Yeah, I want you to see it clearly today. I want you to see it clearly that Jesus got up so that he could get to you. Jesus got up 2,000 years ago so that he could get to you today, so that he could get to you in the season of life that you are in right now. And it doesn't matter where he finds you. He might find you today carrying a heavy burden, or he might find you today living in complete boredom. He might find you today in intense pain, or he might find you today just living out your own individual plan for life. But it doesn't matter where he finds you. It's all about where he wants to take you. It's not about where you are. It's about where you can be with him. You see, Jesus didn't just get up out of the grave to change your address for eternity. Jesus got up out of the grave to change your life immediately. It's not just that you're waiting for a day to spend eternity with him. No, Jesus wants to come and be with you today because he is the hope for your life. And you see, Jesus got up so that he could get to you. And when he shows up to you, he shows up with an invitation, much like the same way that he showed up to his disciples. And I want to read you in Mark chapter 1, as Jesus showed up to Simon and Andrew on the banks of the Sea of Galilee. The story says this in Mark chapter 1, verse 16. It says, one day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing a net into the water, for they fished for a living. Jesus called out to them, "Come, follow me, and I will show you how to fish for people. And they left their nets at once and followed him. They left their nets at once and followed him. You see, when Jesus gets to us, when Jesus shows up, there's really two things that we need to do in that moment. And the first thing that we need to do is we need to make a decision. We need to make a decision. And the first decision that we need to make is we need to make the decision of who he is. Who is he? You see, Jesus asked the disciples this exact same question in Matthew chapter 16. Jesus asked his disciples, he said, who do people say that the Son of Man is? Jesus, you're talking about himself. And they replied, hey, some say you're John the Baptist, and there's other people that say you're Elijah, and still there's others that say you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But what about you, he asked. Who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You see, the first decision you need to make is you need to make a decision about who he is. You see, Jesus is not just a good teacher. Jesus is not just a moral example for us to follow. No, Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the Son of the living God. He is the chosen one, the anointed one, the Lamb of God who was slain for our sins. He was the one that stepped out of heaven onto earth, but returned back to heaven and is seated down at the right hand of God. But you have to first make a decision about who he is to you. You also have to make a decision about what he can do. You have to make a decision about what he can do. I love the story in the Bible where this man brings his demon-possessed son to Jesus, and he says, hey, Jesus, if you can help us, will you please help us? And I love in Mark chapter 9, verse 23, we see Jesus' response. Jesus says, what do you mean, if I can? Anything is possible if a person believes. What do you mean if I can? Anything is possible if a person believes. You see, you have to make a decision about what he can do in you and about what he can do through you. But so many times when Jesus gets to us, when Jesus shows up in our life, we tend to focus more on our own personal limitations than the power of the one who gives us the invitation. You see, you have to begin to see what is possible in the eyes of the one who has shown up. You have to see what is possible in the power of the one who gives you this invitation to a brand new life. You got to make a decision about who he is. You got to make a decision about what he can do in you and through you. And then you have to also make a decision about how you will respond. How you will respond. The Bible says right there in the scripture that the disciples left their nets. They had just thrown their nets in the water, and they left their nets immediately to follow after Jesus. You have to make a decision. How will you respond? Jesus said this in Luke chapter 9. Verse 23, he said to the crowd, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way, take up your cross daily, and follow me. Jesus says, if you want to come after me, if you want to follow me, if you want to be my disciple, then you have to give up your own way and you have to follow my way. You have to give up your own idea and you have to follow my idea. You have to give up your own plans and you have to take my plan for your life. And when you do that, you are making a decision about how you are going to respond. It's the first thing that we have to do when Jesus shows up. When Jesus gets to us, we have to first make. But here's the second thing that you have to do. You have to move. You have to move. You see, make is all about a decision, but move is all about a direction. And I would say to you this morning that you probably haven't made a real decision if your life is not moving in a new direction. Because a real decision always demands real action. And probably if your life is not moving in a life-giving direction, then chances are you probably haven't really made a decision about who He is. You probably haven't really made a decision about what He can do in you and what He can do through you. And you really haven't made a decision about how you will respond to the invitation that He is giving you. You see, the proof of the make is always in the move. The proof of the make is always in the move. Jesus didn't walk by the shore of Galilee, walk by Simon and Andrew and say, hey, believe in me. He said, no, I want you to come and follow me, because He knew that if they followed them, two things had to happen. They had to make a decision and they had to move in a direction. You see, the proof of your decision is always found in your new direction. Stop throwing your nets and start moving your feet. It was a drastic change. It was a dramatic change. It was a noticeable change in their life. One minute they're on a boat throwing nets, and the next minute they are following after Jesus. Everybody would have been able to tell, this is a moment where things changed. Why? Because when you begin to move, moving takes drastic action. I love what God told His people Israel back in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy. God makes it so clear for His people. And God spoke to them in Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting in verse 19. And this is what God said to His people. He said, today I have given you the choice. I've given you the choice between life and death, the choice between blessing and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice you make. Oh, that you would choose life so that you and your descendants might live. You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God, obeying Him, and committing yourself firmly to Him. This is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live long in the land the Lord swore to give your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, God says here, hey, you have a choice. What does that mean? That means that we have to make a decision. That we have to make a decision for life or for death. Make a decision for blessing or for curses. We have to make the decision. But the choice that we make needs to be followed by action. It's a direction that we begin to move. And I love the way that the scripture says. He says, you can make this choice by. If you make this choice, you're going to make this choice by doing what? You're going to make this choice by loving, by obeying, and by committing. And then in verse 20, he says this. This is the key to your life. This is the key to your life. The key is not just in making the decision. The key is also in the movement. This is the key to your life. But you know, many times in life, we feel like we've made a decision about God, but we're not moving in the direction of God. And when we feel like we've made a decision about God, but we're not moving in the direction of God, it is inevitable that we will become dissatisfied. And when we become dissatisfied, we will then become disconnected. And so many times people hear a message on Easter and they feel like they made a decision. And they did make a decision, but they never made a move. They made a decision, but that decision didn't change their direction. And then they begin to go with life and they say, you know what? It's not everything that preacher said it was going to be. You know, it's not everything that I thought it was going to be. And we get to the place where we get dissatisfied with the decision, and then we get disconnected from God. But you see, the key is not in believing. The key is in the moving. That's why Jesus didn't say, hey, come and believe in me. He said, come and follow me. Come and follow me. Because Jesus knew the difference was going to be in them following after Him. And you say, okay, that sounds really good, but what about 2018 when I can't see Jesus with my own eyes? How do I follow Him? What does that look like? And you know what? That's a great question this Easter Sunday. what does it really look like to follow Jesus? You know, sometimes what it looks like is it looks like following the followers of Jesus. If you don't know how to follow Jesus, you find others in the church who have been following after Jesus, and you say, hey, what do I need to be reading? What prayers do I need to be praying? What do I need to be saying? When do I need to be showing up? What is my next step? What is this thing for me? What do I need to be doing? And you follow the followers of Jesus as they are following after Jesus, and they just have a decade head start on you. They just have a year head start on you, and you begin to follow after God by following those who are following God. And maybe that's the way that it looks like. Or maybe today for you, your move in a new direction is to take this that was right there on your seat, and it says next steps. Next steps, because it's all about me moving in a new direction. And if you'll just take this card out, and you can fill this card out today with your name and your email, and we got some boxes for you to check on there, because it's imperative today that we are moving in a new direction. You know what? Some of you need to move next Sunday, because next Sunday is going to be Baptism Sunday here at North Point Community Church. And some of you are making a decision. Maybe you're making a decision for the first time today, or maybe you made a decision a long time ago, but you've never taken the step to be baptized in water. And you need to be baptized. And next Sunday, we're going to be baptizing dozens of people right here at North Point Community Church. And it is going to be a tremendous celebration as we witness what God has done. And it doesn't matter if you've been in the church for 30 years or if you've been in the church for 3 minutes. It's important that you follow the scripture to be baptized in water. Maybe that's your move today. Or maybe your move is just to come back next Sunday as we begin a new series of talks called Unsubscribe. How do you declutter your life? How do you declutter the inbox of life so that you can see clearly, so that you can think clearly, and so that you can live the life that God created you to live? Maybe that's your move. Maybe it's your move to show up this Wednesday night to our first Wednesday, because every first Wednesday of the month, we have an amazing service. We have free dinner after. We recognize our servant leaders. And I'm going to be talking about how God wants to expand your life, expand your vision, expand your faith. He wants to expand you during this year of expansion here at North Point Community Church. You see, I don't know what your move is, but I know that there needs to be a move. We need to make a move. I love the scripture in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3, it's a very familiar scripture, and it says this: trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Notice in the scripture, it's not just a choice to trust in the Lord. There is also a path to take. He says, trust in the Lord. That is you making a decision about who he is, making a decision about what he can do, and making a decision about what your response will be. But it is also about you saying, now I am ready to move down the path that he has marked out for me. You see, I told you earlier, it's not about where God finds you, it's about where God wants to take you. It's not about where you are today, it's about where you can be in your future with Jesus. Why? Because Jesus is walking down the path, and he says, I will show you which path to take. I will show you how to live. I will show you how to love. I will show you how to think. I will show you how to talk. I will show you how to raise your children. I will show you how to be married. I will show you how to live in victory. I will show you how to overcome. I will show you, but you have to take the right path. Come and follow me down this path. It's a decision to make, and it's a path to take. And then you say, well, where is this path going to lead me? Where am I going? If I'm following Jesus, where is this path going to take? This path is leading you to more. It's leading you to more. Remember, Jesus did not come just so you can have eternal life. Jesus came so that you could have abundant life. Jesus said it himself in John chapter 10, verse 10. It says, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said this, I have come. This is the reason
that I came. This is the purpose of me stepping out of heaven and coming to earth. I came so that they may have and enjoy life, that they might have it in abundance to the full until it overflows. See, why? Why does Easter matter to you today? Why does Easter matter to you in the season of life that you are in? You see, Easter matters today because Jesus wants to give you more. Easter matters today because it's not something that you are waiting on in eternity. It's something that Jesus wants to give you every single day of your life. He wants to give you more. He wants to give you more peace. He wants to give you more joy. He wants to give you more love. He wants to give you more patience. He wants to give you more fulfillment. He wants to give you more wisdom. You see, it's what Jesus wants to give you. He wants to give you more courage. He wants to give you more strength. He wants to give you more satisfaction. Jesus wants to give you more. Two thousand years ago, Jesus did not defeat death so that he could today watch you get beat up by life. 2,000 years ago, Jesus did not defeat death so that you today would be defeated by life. No, when Jesus gets to you, when Jesus shows up to you, he doesn't show up to take something from you. He shows up to give something to you. And he says, I came to give you more. I came to give you a life that you never thought possible. I came to give you more of what you thought you would never have in the first place. And I want you to have so much of it that it is overflowing in your life. That's what the scripture said there in Deuteronomy. He says, if you choose life, then you will commit to following God's way. And he says, if you do that, you will live long in the land that I swore to give your ancestors. You see, we call that land in the church, we call it the promised land. It was the place that God had promised his people. And do you know how God described that land? He said it is a good land, it's a spacious land, and it is a fertile land. And God said, all you have to do is make the choice and put the action to it, and I will take you into what I have for you. And you see, it's no different today. It's no different today, and it's no different every day. We all have to make a decision. Today, you have to choose life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so today, when you choose life, you're choosing Jesus. Today, I choose life. And I don't just choose life. I choose to follow life. I choose to follow his leading. I choose to commit myself to the direction that he's moving. And you see, when you make a decision and you change your direction, then God is taking you into a new destination. And that destination is always called more. Say, how can I be sure that that's where he's taking me? I'm no pastor. I'm no preacher. I'm no missionary. How can I be sure that he is taking me to more? Because in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, this is what the Bible says. Now to him who is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly more than all we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our greatest prayers, hopes, our dreams, according to his power that is at work within us. You see, this is the life that God created you to live. He created you to live a life of super abundance. He created you to live a life that was better than any life that you could have ever thought about, ever dreamed for, or ever asked him to give you. God created you to live a life that is abundant and is overflowing. Hear me this morning. God did not create you to live an average life. He created you to live an abundant life. Jesus did not die on the cross and get up out of the tomb for you to live a mundane life. He got up so that you could live a miraculous life. You see, God wants to bring his super into your natural so that you can have a supernatural existence while you are here on this earth. You see, that's why Easter is important. Easter is not important for the sweet by and by. It's also important for the here and now.
See, today we've really only talked about really three words, two things you need to do in the place that it takes you. We talked about you need to make, you need to move, and that there's more. You need to make a decision, you need to move in a new direction, and you need to find yourself in the destination of more. But here's what I know for some of you this morning. For some of you this morning, it's time for you to make a move to more. It's time for you to make a move to more. It's time for you to get normal and average off of cruise control in your life. It's time for you to make a move to more. It's time for you to stop living under the fears and the pressure and the stress of this life. And it's time for you to make a move to more. It's time for you to stop living under the burden of pain and guilt and shame that you find yourself today. And it's time for you to make a move to more. It's time for you to make a decision about who he is, about what he can do in you and what he can do through you. Make a decision about how you are going to respond to that invitation. And it's time for you to begin to move in a different direction. It's time for you to leave your nets in the water and begin to follow after Jesus. You leave your fear and your worry and your anxiety. You can leave your addiction. You can leave your bondages. You can leave your challenge. You can leave it in the water and say, I am following after Jesus. I'm going to leave my old life for the new life. I'm leaving this darkness for the light. I'm leaving this death so that I can chase the one who is life. I will leave this and I will begin to go after him. You need to make a move in a new direction so that God can take you to the destination that you were created for. The destination of more. The destination of the super abundance in your life. I want you to stand with me. Bow your heads just for a moment. I'm going to ask our prayer leaders, they would just begin to move to the side of the sanctuary right now at this time. Here's what I know this morning. There are people in this room, and you know it's time for you to make a move to more. It's time for you to make a real decision about who he is. It's time for you to make a real decision about what he can do in you and what he can do through you. It's time for you to make a real decision about how you are going to respond, putting your own selfish way aside and taking up your cross that is his way, and begin following him down the pathway. It's time for you to begin to move in a different direction. And as you begin to move in a different direction, you're going to begin to realize he's taking me to a different destination. It's the destination of more. Because that's where God created me to live, in the overflow of everything that he is. And it's available to each and every one of you this morning. For everyone that would call on the name of Jesus, for everyone that would believe, the destination of more, the promised place of more, overflowing with love, with joy, with strength, with power, with courage, the overflowing lifestyle, the superabundance that is God is available today. Say, Philip, how can you say that with certainty? Because this is what the Bible says. The Bible says the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in us. The same Spirit that raised Jesus 2,000 years ago is the same Spirit that is living in you today. And that's an abundant Spirit. That's a conquering Spirit. That's an overcoming Spirit. That's a Spirit of the superabundance that's in God. Some of you today, you say, Philip, I need to make a decision.
Some of you today say, I need to begin to move in a different direction. I've become stagnant. I've become stuck. I know who he is, and I know what he can do, but I've just gotten stuck with life. It's time for me to make a move because I know I'm not living in the more that he has for me. I'm not experiencing that more in my life, but I am ready. Because Easter's not just about eternity. Easter is about my everyday. As your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed, you say, Philip, you're talking to me right now. Today's a day for me to make a real decision, because that real decision is going to demand real action. It's time for you to make a decision today. It's time for you to begin to move in a new direction today. I don't know what that step is for you, but you know I got to take that step. I got to begin to move in a different direction, because I believe I was created for a destination called more. Jesus said it, and I believe it, and I will lay hold of it in this life. Your heads are bowed and your eyes are closed. Nobody looking around. This is not between you and your neighbor. This is between you and your Creator. Right now, you say, Philip, you're talking to me. It's time for me to make a move to more. It's time for me to make a move to more. And you say, I know that's my call. That's my decision today. I know that. You're talking to me. I'm not going to ask you to step out now. I'm not going to ask you to come down forward today. But I do want to know who I'm praying for this morning. If you say, Philip, you're talking to me right now. It's time for me to make a move to more. I just want you to shoot your hand up right now. Hold it up there just for a moment, because we're about to pray. I just want to know who I'm praying for. Thank you. Hold that hand up just for a moment. Come on, let's pray together, church. Come on, will you repeat this after me? Say, Dear Heavenly Father, today is my day. I make a decision. I'm going to move in a new direction. And I believe you have a destination for me. The destination of more. I was created to live in the overflow. That's what Easter means for me today, in this season of my life. Now, Father, you see each and every person that raised their hand. God, I pray that right there where they are, God, I pray that you would touch them. I pray that you would encourage them. I pray that you would strengthen them. God, today is the greatest day possible. It's the day that you got up out of the grave. It's the day that we celebrate your power. We celebrate your victory. And God, I thank you today that you're giving them victory. I thank you today that you're giving them power. I'm thank you today, God, that they will overcome whatever it is that they are facing, because today they made a decision. Today they are moving in a new direction. And God, today they're going to find themselves in the more that you have for them.
Here at North Point Community Church, we believe in creating Christ-centered, culture-changing community through the message of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for your support. If you would like more information, you can visit our website at ncc.team or follow us on any social media platform at CC North Point.